It's 5:37 here on the ticket. Oh, it's the...
Monster, that's what he likes about Texas.
I got to tell you, Bob Sturm, that's what I like about Texas. I've been looking forward to this for the last couple of weeks.
I know.
Because you got raked over the coals. And I still don't really understand how it all started. But go on.
Okay. Well, let me tell you a story. Now, we needed Danny back here for this because we felt like...
He's important to the part.
He would really help us talk this out. So a couple weeks ago, you may remember that Abilene Christian beat the Texas Longhorns. Do I have laptop here?
Yeah.
The ACU coach in question, do you remember? Do you remember his name?
Fred Gutenberg.
Joe Golding, I believe. Right?
Close. Why is it with Fred Gutenberg?
Well, anyway, Joe Golding he had flop brow. He had, sweaty forehead. It was very, very, very tiring to beat Texas in the in the tournament. And so he got up there in the press conference and had a lot of nice things to say. And I'm watching him and I'm thinking, man, what a great moment for him. This is great. Then he said this.
We just beat the University of Texas, little old Abilene Christian out in West Texas.
So let me play that for you.
We just beat the University of Texas, little old Abilene Christian out in West Texas.
So I had just returned from the whole Cibolo, Marfa, Big Bend spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And Abilene calling themselves West Texas struck me as odd. In fact, I remember tweeting that night, Abilene, West Texas, really? And yes, that was met with a lot of dissent from the native Texans who...
Carpetbagger!
...who very quickly want to tell anybody who's not from here who has a controversial opinion on especially Texas geography that you are not welcome to even express an opinion, let alone ask a relatively innocent question like... Is Abilene really West Texas? So the conversation
got... It's the way you said it.
How did I say it?
It's the way it was interpreted.
There you go. I think that's probably true, and I've probably earned my cynical interpretation from the good people. But I would like to talk this out a little bit about Abilene being West Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I start not to throw anybody out of the under the bus. Not anybody whose first name is Cowboy and whose second name rhymes with thumb. But there is a dispute inside Texas on where we draw the line for West Texas. In fact, I believe I'm going to reference my friends at Texas Monthly again. They did an entire episode on where does West Texas begin. But I don't mean to even complicate it that much.
What were people crawling up your ass about? That, like, what do you mean? It's not West Texas.
Well,
yeah, it's West Texas.
Honestly, it feels, and I don't mean to reduce everyone by their tweet, but it feels like everyone's interpretation of where West Texas begins seems to start and stop with Fort Worth calling itself the gateway to the West. And because a city that is within just a couple hours of the Arkansas border decided to have a slogan that was great for marketing so that, it goes pairs well with the stockyards and come on down here and, put a hat on and sit on a steer and, just all this stuff. And,
I think that's on the Chamber of Commerce poster. Come on down here and sit on a steer.
I mean, am I wrong?
No.
Okay, Fort Worth definitely loves being the gateway to the West.
Where the West begins.
And I think they were probably referring or inferring that they are the gateway to the greater West.
Yes.
Like being in the middle of the United States in the South.
Yeah.
That's the gateway to the West.
It has nothing to do with state geography.
Correct.
It is... The West.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
And very similar. I think St. Louis has a very similar thing going, don't they? Isn't that what the St. Louis Arch is all about?
Yeah. And that's basically based on
the Mississippi River.
Manifest Destiny. It's based on just...
Yes.
We started on the East Coast, and we slowly migrated west, and St. Louis, they just took over, like, okay. Lewis and Clark started right here.
Okay, so here's 100% of my questioning Abilene being West Texas. 100% of it is based on the following. In mid-March, for the second or third time, I went very, very far west, and I do what everyone does the first few times they do that. Once you go a couple hours past Midland, Odessa, you say to yourself, this state is massive. I can't believe how that we're still in Texas. It's still 4 more hours to El Paso. You know, the old deal that is this true? It's El Paso is like
closer to
same to LA as it is to Texarkana or something like that, correct. Or Dallas, yeah. Whatever. I mean, that's insane if you really think about that. So West Texas goes on forever. But here's the thing that is maybe not reported in the Metroplex. The people in West Texas don't like giving West Texas to pretty much anybody, like, from white settlement on. Like, the second you get past 820, you are now in West Texas. They think, come on, that's...
Like, Roof Snow is the line of demarcation.
they think that's insane. But I believe to the people in the big city who, spoiler alert, the people out in the frontier don't think the people in the big city... You know, are like them, and I don't know if you've looked at like voting and things.
Sure,
it's quite possible that in the city you think of yourself as we're all Texans. I'm telling you, the guys on the ranch don't think the city is Texas proper.
All right, so armed with that information, let's go to a man.
Well, can I just say one last thing? One last thing, real fast. I think this is key to the point. When you leave Big Bend and you drive for hours and hours and hours and hours to come back to Dallas, when you get to Abilene, you're pretty much home. You feel like you have gone across the state, and you feel like...
It's like 6 hours.
We've gone 6 of our 8 hours. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, hit the fast food and everyone go to the bathroom because we're almost home. We're in Abilene. And so the prospect of calling that the same West Texas that I was in... did not seem geographically proper. So with that in mind, that's why I guess I was looking at a compass, and I figured right in the middle of the state, we'll call that Central Texas, and
over here is east.
Over here is west, and that was my definition.
Austin is central.
Okay. I have a right to be wrong. But I want to hear Danny's thoughts on this.
When people would ask me where I'm from, and I would tell them Knox City, they would say... They don't know where that is. And I would be careful not to stick hard with West Texas. I would say, well, it's kind of West Texas. And they would say, oh, like Midland, Amarillo, El Paso. I said, no, not that far west. I would call the area that I grew up in West Central Texas, the Rolling Plains. That's what it's called. I think West Texas should be, and in a lot of beliefs, it is considered to be where you draw an imaginary line from Wichita Falls to Abilene, and then if you want to go further south, maybe all the way to Del Rio, and anything west of that,
I think that's
including
about right, by the way.
Abilene, should be considered West Texas. Now, it's not hardcore West Texas, like El Paso, like where you were for your spring break vacation. It's kind of on the border of what should be considered hardcore West Texas, but I have no problem with people from Abilene and those surrounding areas saying this is West Texas.
Did you hear that a lot?
It really is.
Did you hear that a ton growing up, though, in Knox City, that you referred to that area as West Texas?
Absolutely, yes. It was called West Texas, but now I will go back and say, look, if you live in... Weatherford? I'm sorry.
That's not West Texas.
That's not West Texas.
Graham.
Mineral
Possum
Wells.
Kingdom.
You're not West Texas.
No.
I've heard from people in both Lubbock and Midland who look at Abilene and they don't consider them the same as what they're in.
It's the border.
And this is what I don't
understand.
Not.
I would agree with them. They're not.
However, there does seem to be definition, and the definition is twofold, and they're related, of course. Average rainfall and trees. And if you look at a, what do you call it? An arbalist version of the map.
I'm looking at a map.
that basically shades for trees.
Yeah.
There's a pretty distinct line right down the middle of the state. And in fairness, Abilene is right on that border,
right,
where the trees switch from those that require rain
to mesquite
to mesquite that don't. And that was kind of the conversation I think the guys at Texas Monthly had, and that seems to more so regionalize West Texas as a climate, not necessarily something on the map that you can say east, west, north, south. It's just flat out where the trees stop.
Here's what makes me insane.
I believe they call it the 98th or the 100th meridian, where what's the band from Canada, Tragically Hip, they actually did a song about this, where the plains begin, the 100th meridian, I think.
Well, here's what makes me crazy about labeling anything in the state is that it's not a box. You know, it's a state that, like, you look at New Mexico and you look at how that's shaped, and it's very easy, just because of the way it's shaped, to identify each region. This stupid state, the fact that this is North Texas, to me, is wrong. We are, from the northern tip of the state, we're 5 hours.
You're it's saying just like the way panhandle it's north?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
That's the northern part of the state.
But that is the panhandle.
I know.
There's West Texas, there's North Texas, there's Central Texas, there's the Hill Country.
We should be East Texas. We are east, right? We're an hour and a half from...
I think geographically I would agree that we are more east than... Yes, I think that's right, but of course the Red River is probably the geographical boundary.
I know, and I never understood that as a kid, why this was considered North Texas, because if you look at any state and you say Northern California, okay, it's not...
I don't think of us as East Texas.
I don't either.
If you get an hour outside of 635 going east, that's East Texas.
Yeah.
Lake Tawakoni, that's East Texas.
Right. We're close.
We're super close.
The thing is that north should always be referred to as the top of something. That's the top.
That was my thought with West Texas.
I know.
When it's that far left, the way this state is oddly shaped.
I know, but it's still, if you're in North Texas, that would imply that, okay, you're...
If you're not from here,
right,
that's what you would think.
Yeah, you're at the very top of the state. No. We're like 6 hours away from the top of the state.
Right.
Because you got to go around it now. And it's all based on the ridiculous shape of this state.
Yeah, but it also... It feels to me intuitively that the west part of anything should be on the west side of it, like a compass says.
Exactly.
This is a climate thing. The title West Texas is climate. And by the way, by that definition, if the trees stopped, you know, in Tyler or at the east side of Texas, I guess we would call the entire state West Texas. It wouldn't make any sense, but that's what you would do.
And think about that being the huge swath that would be considered West Texas if you started it in, even if it's Abilene or in Fort Worth, what West Texas, that it would take up half this or three quarters of the state. It's huge.
Right. So I guess my general feeling is.
Is it people being overprotective that are from Fort Worth?
We're the West.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people that don't want to be associated with the city folk, for one thing. They have California'd up your Texas. And I also think that the people in actual West Texas with the smell of oil and the tumbleweeds and the dust storms look at Abilene and say, that doesn't look like what we deal with over here. It's just, you know, it's people have to have things to argue about, probably.
But there's very little difference when you go north of Abilene to where I grew up and you look at the topography. There's very little difference. Now, there is a difference than what you see there as opposed to what you see in Midland, Odessa. It's definitely more desert. It's more sandy. It's less foliage. But, man, there is massive evidence of that region up in that area. And like you said, Bob, it's where the greenery ends and the brown starts.
Yeah.
The dusty, I think it's like, is it tan less... part of the map starts, and it's right all in there.
There might even be a defined amount of rainfall, and I think it's like maybe less than 20 inches a year is West Texas, and more than 20. I mean, I guess it's just basically species of trees grow.
Did you guys get much rain?
No. Not a lot. And those dust storms that you were speaking to when you were driving back, you saw those frequently out there.
Yeah.
You could see them rolling in. Like I said, like you're watching a tsunami. You could see them on the horizon, and you knew they were going to hit.
The other thing, if you care about this, is the 98th meridian is pretty much exactly the footprint of I-35 all the way up. It's that
night. Really?
Yeah, it's and I maybe they meant to do that.
Yeah.
I'm just a dumb man in 2021, but the road from here to Minneapolis, basically, I think is the 98th meridian.
And some will say historically that the Brazos River is the line of demarcation from east to west Texas,
and the Pecos
Knox City right on it.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Pecos.
Pecos?
Well, mm-hmm. That's
See,
what,
I called it Pecos. I'm obviously not from here.
Yeah, you need to go back.
Don't you go back to Cheese World, dude.
I'm not going back.
Yeah, man.
And you can't make me.
All right, there you go. That's what I like about Texas.